Welcome to your five for the day. The social pundits of our day are under the impression that they developed the concept of globalization. They don't seem to realize the Bible taught that concept more than 2,000 years ago. The church has always been an international enterprise established by a savior who died for the entire world. It is true, though, that the actual word globalization wasn't in our vocabulary until 1930, when it was coined to describe international efforts in education. Today, the concept of globalization is the driving force in industry, finance, health policy, and many other areas of life. Doctors tell us that an infection in one remote corner of the globe can literally hop on a plane, undetected by scanning devices or human eyes, and infect the world, as we've seen with the recent Ebola outbreak in Africa. Athletes tell us that the best sports are those that capture the interest of fans in every country on earth, which is why soccer's ultimate championship is called the World Cup. Financial experts tell us that what happens to the economy of Greece or Spain can tip over into other countries like a runaway series of falling dominoes, potentially plunging the world into global depression. Perhaps the one thing that has increased our sense of globalization more than anything else has been our efforts in outer space. We can see the globe for what it is, a small speck in the heavens. It provided the realization that we share this earth with many other peoples and nations, making our world seem smaller and more connected. Yes, the pundits of the world think that globalization is their invention, but it wasn't invented by educators, scientists, or financiers, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was born in a small town and never traveled far from his national borders, his intent was to change this planet. He died for the entire world. And when he rose again, he told his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples with the message of his gospel. Long before communication satellites, fiber optics, digital broadband, mass marketing, social media, and mobile phones, he was thinking global communications. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you," he told his followers. "And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." I thank God that every week through this radio station, this global message of the gospel reaches you in your own neighborhood, and you can come to know God's wonderful plan of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.